You ready? All set? Good evening. Let's call this meeting of the Committee of the Whole for the Champaign County Board to order for ELEC Highway and County Facilities. The time is 6:06. Please turn off your cell phones and put them on silent, as I am doing now. Roll call.
Bensel?
Here.
Berkson? Betts? Carter?
Here.
Cowart?
Present.
Esri?
Here.
Holderfield?
Here.
James?
Here.
Day?
Here.
Jones? Hertz?
Here.
Langenheim? Maxwell?
Here.
McGinty?
Here.
Michaels? Mosier? Nudo? O'Connor?
Here.
Petrie?
Here.
Quisenberry?
Here.
Richards?
Here.
Rosales?
Here.
Schrader?
Here.
Wyville?
Here. We have a quorum. Oh, I'm sorry.
Alex?
Here.
Ammons?
Here.
Anderson?
Sorry, thought I was left. Are we done? We're done, okay. We have a quorum. A couple of members notified me they would not make it. Mr. Mosier, of course, is basking in the sun in Florida. Mr. Betts is eating fine food in Southeast Asia. And Ralph is sunning himself across the Indian Ocean. Seek approval of the minutes for the Committee of the Whole meeting of November 1st, 2011.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Petrie, second by Ms. Ammons. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion occurred. Seek approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. James, second by Mr. Carter. Discussion on that. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Public participation. If you wish to speak to the public, please fill out a form that are in the back corner there. We have one filled out already, Mr. Alan Singleton. Please step up to the mic, please.
Good evening. I'm Alan Singleton with Singleton Law Firm. I'm here representing the Shadwick and Solars entities with respect to a request for an RRO. The materials are in the packet, and we're just here if you have any questions. Thank you for your time this evening.
Is there any other public participation? Seeing none, let's go on to communications from the board. Any communications? Ms. Anderson.
Well, with Christmas present, they found out today that the IVP, the American Home, has been.
Mr. Nudo.
I did not bring it up to you guys. Sorry.
Is that why they're all staring at you?
I had a conversation with Mr. Stefano, so you'll be first to know now. A good portion of that to be used to pay down the payables. Probably too close to 120.
Any other communications? Okay, let's move on to our items. Highway and Transportation. Ms. Court. Mr. Connor?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. A communication from me. I can't hear the
desk mics at all. You're coming through loud and clear. But Janet and Al didn't send anything through my little black box.
Let's have a test. Mr. Jay, would you speak into Mr. Jay, speaking to the mic, just whatever you want to say. Something about Mr. Noodle, maybe.
Can you hear me? Not as well as I
No, it's not being
able to.
Pardon? Well, if mine works.
This mic's dead.
Well, we don't care about yours, Mr. James.
Not required.
Okay, please speak loudly.
I can't hear you.
Okay, good evening. The first order of business for the Highway and Transportation Committee is the monthly reports. The county and township motor fuel tax claim for November 2011.
Move to accept and place on file.
Any discussion? Pat? Okay, no discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing is our county engineer's report.
The first and only item, we had a bid opening on December 1st for the aggregate materials for the townships for calendar year 2012. These are bids to supply and haul to stockpile for each township the aggregates that they request at their requested quantities. This is paid through township motor fuel tax dollars. So we have one large letting at the county level for all the townships, and the money comes from IDOT through the highway department as the aggregate is hauled in. We actually make payments on behalf of the township. You'll see a listing. I believe you have in front of you stapled together a couple of sheets. The first sheet is the resolution, and the next two sheets are the actual aggregate materials tabulation, as well as a sheet that shows you the comparison results based on last year's actual cost to haul similar materials to the townships as well. So see, the prices are up just a little bit, but not up as much as we had predicted in our engineer's estimate. All the township highway commissioners have signed the bid results on behalf of their townships, and I would ask for your approval of the total of the bid.
Move to approve.
Second. Okay, it's been moved and second. Open for questions. Tyus?
Jeff, I agree that it looks like most of them have gone up like 4 to 5% on the average, except for I know that turkey grit from Compromise Township has, you know, gone up a huge amount. Is there a shortage of turkey grit? And then actually, could you define what turkey grit is? I forgot.
Turkey grit is actually what he uses to sand his roads. It's a very fine material that's angular, and he actually puts it down for grip on the roadways.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very, very small chip is what it is.
And you know why is the bid so high?
Marvin's the only one that gets this stuff. And I actually don't know exactly why it's higher, because it's a very odd material. That could be generally it. Actually, it shows the turkey grit is down considerably from last year. It's down 58%. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Petrie?
Yes, I'm interested. This has gone up in cost, yet I'm assuming that the motor fuel tax monies that we're getting are still on a downward curve. Is that accurate?
Relatively flat since last year.
It's flat.
Yeah.
Not going down, because I was wondering what this was doing to your budget if this went up and the motor fuel monies were
going
down.
This is all monies that come from the townships. This is not county funded in any way.
Okay, thanks.
Any more discussion? Stephanie?
Just basically a comment. I did, Maxwell and I attended the rock wedding. It was an interesting process. I've never been before, and I should say I have. And I would encourage all of you board members to get an opportunity to go. All the road commissioners were there from the respective to let the township know that we are there for support for them. So,
thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I have no other business.
Okay, we're going to go in other business. Anyone? Saying none. Do you have to put this on the consent?
Yeah, it was unanimous, so we can.
Okay, there's
so item
one item
B1.
7B. It'll be on the consent agenda.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Next up is ELEC with Mr. Kurtz.
Good evening. Happy holidays to you all. I hope you have a great holiday season. Let's get started on 8A. We have a number of recreation and entertainment licenses that we need to approve. First, A1, Alto Vineyard, Champaign, 4210 North Duncan Road, Champaign, January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012. Have a motion.
Move to approve.
Motion, John Jay. And Ms. Holderfield? Okay, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thanks, John. All right, number two is Shirley's Oasis, 2705 CR 3000 North Penfield, January 1, 2012 through December 31st, 2012.
So moved.
Stan. Lorraine, second. Any discussion? Lloyd? You okay? All right. I thought you raised your hand. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number three is CC Pink House Incorporated, 2698 CR 1600 North Ogden, January 1, 2012 through December 31st, 2012.
Please.
Mr. Esri, so moved. First, second, Mr. O'Connor. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four, The Stop, 3515 North Cunningham Avenue, Urbana, January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012. Do I have a motion? Ms. Holderfield? Second. Mr. Maxwell? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7B, Annual Renewal of Hotel Motel License, Motel 6, 1906 North Cunningham Avenue, Urbana, January 1, 2012, December 31st, 2012.
So moved.
Mr. Carter.
Second.
I'm sorry, where's the second? James. Mr. Quisenberry. Any discussion on this item? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. C, a resolution authorizing County Board Chair to sign the reclamation agreement pursuant to the terms of the special use permit approved in resolution number 7966, case 696-11, California Ridge Wind Farm. Ms. Anderson, Mr. Bensel, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And D, Zoning Ordinance Case 689-AM11, request, amend the zoning map to allow for one new residential lot by adding the Rural Residential Overlay Zoning District to land in the CR Conservation Recreation Zoning District. I have Mr. O'Connor first, Mr. Rosales second. We have discussion on this item. Ms. Petrie.
Yes, Chair. I would like to address my questions to both cases because they're in the same area in the essence of saving time, and unfortunately I was not able to attend the ZBA meeting, so I have information questions to ask. My first question has to do with what was the vote of the ZBA on both of these cases? Was it unanimous or what?
As near as I recall, it was unanimous, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. And second question is, I note that both of these cases are in flood area and there are already houses in existence in this area. So my first question is, how in the world did these houses get built in a flood area? How long have they been there?
Well, we permit houses in the floodplain every day of the week. That permitting process ensures that they're built so as to minimize damage, and that's the requirement of the flood insurance rate program.
And is this totally in a floodplain, or is it a floodplain up to a certain point in conjunction with where the proposed building will be placed on the site?
No, it's the entire lot's in the floodplain. Both of these lots have an elevated pad, which will provide a building area, I believe, above the base flood. But the rest of the entire lot is in the is below the base flood elevation.
Oh, sort of the principle that the Dutch are using these days, right?
I'm not familiar with that.
It was a little humor. How did this this unoccupied building get on this lot without approval?
Actually, that happens quite frequently, but it is there, and we have notified the owner, and getting this case approved will be the first step into getting the necessary approvals to authorize that structure to be there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. O'Connor.
I have a question for John. Thanks, Patrick.
Microphone, please. Thank you, Steve.
We are asking for a permit on that, and it will be granted on that existing building, the way I understand it. Is that correct?
There's a few more issues to resolve, and so this is the first step, but there does need to be a permit, and you know, we'll take it one step at a time.
And the floodplain problem, Patsy, this is in District 4, okay? So the houses are way up here and the Ambrose way down there. So they're not going to build in the floodplain, I'm pretty sure.
Pius.
John, again, back to the floodplain. And I agree with Mr. Connor that this is an area where the floodplain is really wide because you're so far up the Umbra. The question is about, do you know when the floodplain is calculated for this particular area? Is this like a recent calculation? Do you think it's an old calculation? Or
well, in my opinion, the best available data was produced by the State Water Survey a few years ago when they recalculated.
Well, fairly recent. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Coward.
John, what problem do they have to rectify?
Well, the structure that is there does not have a permit, and it's not a dwelling, and unless you're a farmer, you cannot build anything other than a principal building to begin with. And so that's one of the things we need to resolve with the owner is the building that is there needs to be a dwelling, and it currently isn't. There are ways to make it into a dwelling as part of a permitting process, but we can't really start that until this case is approved.
Stephanie?
Well, that was one of my questions, if this is going to be a resident occupancy?
It needs to be.
Yeah.
Okay, is that part of their process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that being said then, more than likely they'll be financing this property?
I really can't say because the current building has been there for, I think, 3 or 4 years.
So they'll be making improvements to
mm-hmm.
this particular building?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if they'll be alone on this property?
I do not know.
Okay, thank you.
James.
Yeah, I'm looking at the satellite image of this area, and it looks like right now there are 5 houses along here, and this will create 2 more lots. I guess I'm a little bit concerned about the density of dwellings in this particular area and whether this road, County Road 200 North, can support that increase.
Well, 2 homes would add, by the numbers that we use in all cases, 2 homes would add 20 vehicle trips onto that county road. It's a very modest increase for a county road. I think it's, I mean, I believe that's well within the capacity of that county road.
Okay, I think I would agree with that, but I know that in some of the other changes that we've been looking at the code, we're trying to limit the number of lots in a certain area for development, and I can't see the alignment between that push that we were looking at earlier in the year and creating 2 more lots here. I just can't put those things together.
Well,
John's doing a good job, but I'll be happy to step in if you have any questions for me.
I'll recognize you in a second. Would you like to ask a question of?
I move we suspend the rules and allow Mr. Singleton to address us.
Motion to suspend the rules.
So moved.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. 1 opposed. James, sir, would you give us your name for the record, please?
I'm Alan Singleton, and I represent Mr. Sollers and Mr. Shadwick. There are 2 different properties, although very similarly situated. Mr. Shadwick is here. He's sitting right there. His property does not have a non-conforming building on it. Only the Sollers building does have the non-conforming building. In relation to traffic, I visited the property, and it's a very good road right there, and it's also very, very close to Route 130. If you look at any of the maps, it's, I guess, probably less than a quarter section, so that'd be less than a quarter of a mile from Route 130. So it's really close to 130, and it's a good road, and I think the traffic probably shouldn't really be an issue. I know the ZBA didn't seem concerned about it at all. And I don't want to cut John off at all. Please feel free to jump in.
All right, thanks.
Mr. Quisenberry, I think maybe you were thinking of the limits on lots when they're on best prime farmland. Mm-hmm. This land is not best prime farmland. It has an LE rating of 76. Best prime farmland, the cutoff is 85. So these are not, they are prime farmland soils. They're not best prime. And actually, I misspoke earlier. This particular lot, under using the base flood elevation of the State Water Survey, this lot is no more than halfway in the floodplain, and where the home would be built is actually out above the base flood elevation. So I misspoke on that earlier. I apologize.
All right. Thanks for the clarification.
Thanks, James. Carol?
I just wanted to ask this, Mr. Hall, just for me to understand this, what are the pros and cons of building in this area, which makes it necessary to have a special permit for us?
Well, the reason that they need the rezoning is simply the limit on the creation of rural lots. The so-called parent tract that this property was part of sold off the 3 lots they could sell without rezoning. An illustration of that is on page 34 of the agenda. So in that regard, this is no different than any other rural spot in the county where they've sold off the 3 lots they can sell by right, and now these lots need to be rezoned with the RRO in order for them to be good zoning lots.
For information, there's no illustration on page 34.
No. What do you have a different...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading a section number. It's page 40. Sorry.
40. Okay. One second, Carol. I just want to get to page 40.
Okay. Carol, you're still recognized. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Mr. Hall again on, in the special conditions, the ZBA recommended that there be, A says the petitioner shall apply for a driveway permit and all these things. So in order for the ZBA to pass this, you would have received these items already in order to pass it. Is that...
No, in fact, the special conditions are things that the ZBA wants to make sure happen if the county board approves the rezoning. Now, on the lot in question here, there is already a driveway. I presume the county engineer will have no problem giving us an okay on the use of that driveway. But on the Shadwick lot, there is no current driveway, and so that will go through the driveway permitting procedure, just like the rules anticipate.
And is it procedurally that this is done first, or we have to approve this first and then they do a driveway? That's
well, ideally, this would be done first, and then the driveway would be done as part of the house permit.
Any other discussion on this issue? Mr. Nitto.
Well, the LRMP are the official, they replace the land use goals and policies. They're the new land use goals and policies. An amendment to either the zoning ordinance or the zoning map is something that is outside of the zoning ordinance, and the guiding elements are the official land use goals and policies of the county board. And that is what the LRMP is. Now, the county board is free to do with that what it wants. But
we've had discussions on...
Well, every time we have this discussion...
Not much has been approved at this stage this year, so...
Every policy that's in the land resource management plan has been adopted by the county board. That's what the county board did when they adopted the land resource management plan.
There's a paragraph in there that states that, you know, this guideline... If there's something contrary in conflict with what is the zoning ordinance, would you be saying?
Well, it was my understanding that that paragraph was referring to those goals and policies that need to be codified in the zoning ordinance. Several of them, in fact, maybe even most, actually will never have a zoning ordinance element to them. But if I'm following the last part of your question, if there was an LRMP element that was counter to the zoning ordinance, the general rule would be to follow the zoning ordinance. But again, this is an amendment, so it's actually outside of the ordinance. The ordinance doesn't give guidelines for how amendments are to be approved. And so that's what we would do.
Stan.
Just to follow up on Al's a little bit, I guess in my mind, if you already have ordinances in place to deal with this situation you used from before, why are you looking at the land reuse plan if it hasn't been drafted into some ordinances that you use as a tool? I mean, you've come to this in the past with lots and that, so here's the ordinances, here's how I based it. So why are you now looking at that land plan since we haven't agreed to adopt that as an ordinance? trees as a tool in your park?
Well, if the intent of this county board was not to adopt the goals and policies that were in the land resource management plan, then I think, I know that more than just myself are not aware of that. But again, they are simply goals and policies. And the county board is free to follow them or not, as you see fit, but they are your goals and policies. Now, I think the only thing in this case where that was relevant was probably on the right to farm resolution, which is a resolution that applies anyhow. Even if it's not in the LRMP, it's still your adopted resolution, and it still applies. I don't know specifically what this concern is about.
John, I mean, you're sort of confusing me because I know we discuss policies in this body, and they're not a policy until they are ruled on by the full board as a policy. No one, in my mind, should assume the intent of that book, the land use book, was strictly a guidebook for future policy making. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into it, and then we were going to take that language. You would bring an ordinance before us of some sort and draft that language into it, was my understanding, and anybody that was in this room, I think, understood that. I mean, it's like when we started with the wind farm process, we looked at different scenarios, different things that we wanted incorporated, and until this board ruled on it, that this is what the setbacks would be, or this is, we never had the intent, just because we talked about it, that is what we wanted in the language. That's the way I sort of look at it, and following up on Al's, and I guess our situation at the caucus was, you're putting some of this language in there from that land use, and we are, I guess, of the opinion that once it's being used all the time, it could be used later to say, well, that was your policy, and it's not policy at this point.
The intent was to use it as a guide.
John, is it fair to say this is site-specific policy that we are creating tonight by this amendment? It is specific to the site. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, you've said it, what you're trying to do, we can't do outside the ordinance. The ordinance doesn't cover it in cases like this, correct?
Correct.
So therefore, we have to use our guidelines to create a policy to do what we want to do.
Well, to a certain extent, that's what I mean by the board is free to follow their policies or not. But
well, we're following our guidelines to do something specifically. Is that? I mean, I understand what you're doing. I'm trying to make it more, try to get other people understand what we're doing too. I'm not disagreeing with you.
You're amending your zoning. You're being asked to amend your zoning map to create this overlay district on this, actually on two properties
right.
In two cases. They're related.
That's why I'm saying they're site-specific, because it's by these particular two properties, not on other properties, only on these two.
Yes, that's correct.
So therefore, whatever you do tonight just applies to those two properties, correct?
Correct.
Any further discussion on this issue? We have Mr. Maxwell first and then Mr. Alex.
It seems to me if we're going to permit homes in rural areas, this is the type of ground that should be allowing those homes to be built upon. And therefore, I'm going to support this.
Thank you. Mr. Allen.
I'm just a bit confused by some of the comments I've been hearing, and I want to make sure I understand the situation correctly. I mean, my understanding is that the LRMP as a set of guidelines was approved by the board. And so this issue of, you know, whether it's codified or not, I mean, it is codified. There are potential changes to the zoning ordinance that would come out of the LRMP, and many of those have not been made. I mean, the zoning ordinance is, there are things, I think, that were anticipated in the LRMP that would result in changes in the zoning ordinance, which we have voted against or indicated that we will not support. But the LRMP itself, as a bundle of guidelines that replaced this earlier, whatever it was called,
that's
goals
correct.
And policies.
That's correct.
And my understanding is that is something that the county board has accepted and that's
got it.
is what the Planning and Zoning Department is supposed to be informed by. I mean, if we had guidelines in the past to say that because the LRMP hasn't been fully implemented in terms of changes to the zoning ordinance, means that the zoning administrator should base his decisions on, you know, I like this guy. No, I mean, we still got to have guidelines, and my understanding is that the LRMP is those guidelines. And if I'm wrong, please let me know.
In my estimation, you're correct. Carol.
I have a basic question that maybe Pius could answer. I think I'm starting to understand this a little bit, that they're requesting to build this house in a floodplain, which is already got houses in this floodplain. I'm wondering what the level, and I don't know what the right language is for this, but what the level of flooding is in this area? How often it floods?
On this lot, the northern half of the lot is above the base flood elevation as determined by the State Water Survey. So on this particular lot, again, I misspoke earlier, I apologize for that, but that line of the flood map that the State Water Survey calculated is quite irregular, but clearly it doesn't go on the northern half of this property.
Stephanie.
Wasn't a big fan. Tonight is a perfect example as to why, because nobody understood it.
Point of order for a second.
I have a point of order.
Point of order call.
What I would like to.
I have a point of order.
Point of order, which means it has to be recognized by the chair. The point of order is being called because this is not about the LMRP.
That's correct.
This is about two specific zoning cases that have already passed the ZBA, and I'm asking the chair to rule that out of order so that we can finish these two issues, and then you can always put that back on the agenda.
I so rule. We're not talking about the LRMP here, Stephanie. We're talking about these two zoning cases. Is there any further discussion on this?
May I ask?
You can ask a question if it has nothing to do with the LRMP.
Thank you. So let me get this clear in my mind. So what we're trying to accomplish here this evening is we're trying to as to whether or not we're going to grant permission to move forward, to whether or not there can actually be a currently there.
Essentially, that's correct, yes.
Okay. So is there a reason, a good justifiable reason, the opportunity to build a house or improve the building?
The ZBA did not see any reason not to do that.
Right.
They thought the evidence was overwhelmingly in support of the request.
Thank you.
Okay. James, last discussion. Go ahead, James.
I was just going to call the question.
Oh, well, okay, there it is. We'll call the question. All in favor?
There's got to be a vote on calling the question. Vote is a
vote. Okay.
You need a second on a call.
Is there a second on call the question?
You need a vote.
Second by Mr. O'Connor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. All right. On D, zoning case 689AM-11. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. E, zoning case 690AM-11, request amend the zoning map to allow for one new residential lot by adding the rural residential overlay zoning district to land in the CR Conservation Recreation Zoning District.
Move approval.
Second.
First by Ron, second by Stan. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm about to say. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. All right. F. On your desk, you'll find this proposed zoning changes to the wind farm. Zoning case, direction to zoning administrator regarding proposed zoning ordinance text amendment to amend certain wind farm standard conditions. And you all have the distributed items. We'd like some discussion on it. You can certainly add, subtract, or whatever you, this board cares to do, but this is just direction. We're trying to improve our ordinance for wind farms because in our first instance, which luckily and thankfully we have a new wind farm about to be built here in Champaign County, we're trying to ease the, some of the problems and concerns that came up during the Zoning Board of Appeals testimony. You'll find some of the recommendations here to smooth the way, and those of you who want to just study this, I know it was just laid on your desk tonight, please do. If you want to bring any discussion tonight, we can certainly do that, but if you care to defer this to another time, please do as well, so that you can decide what you feel is comfortable. Discussion starts. Alan?
Yes, I'm going to defer this so that we can have that read it and defer it to the next night. Yes.
Okay. Second? Okay. Stephanie? Any discussion on that? Chris?
If Mr. Nudo would permit, I would just like to ask Mr. Hall a brief question, which is, can you... is it your...
there's
a motion on the floor.
Okay, motion on the floor to approve. James?
Yeah, this is pertinent to the deferment, so...
I believe I still have the floor. I think it is appropriate to ask a question to inform my vote on the issue of whether or not this needs to be taken up tonight or whether this can be deferred.
Chris, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Hall, is it your intent that these changes encompass all of the conditions that were modified in the special use permit for the California Ridge project, or is it more complicated than that?
Actually, it's more complicated than that. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I needed to know.
James?
And then my question is whether or not there's any urgency that would require us to take this up sooner than next month.
Not in my mind. I don't see on the horizon until sometime late in the spring a new application coming in from another wind farm. I've been informed that there is another company actively preparing to build another wind farm in Champaign County, but that their special that their application for a special use permit won't come till very late in the spring. So we do have at least probably 4 months to discuss this. So I don't think there's an urgency to have it done this evening. Pius.
In as much as that, it seems we are planning to defer this. I would ask that members of the county board think about this and other items that they want to bring to Mr. Hall's attention at the next meeting of ELOCs.
Any other discussion concerning on deferment? All in favor of defer?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. You have, let's go back. We have for the consent agenda 7A, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and
no,
B.
They don't know.
What, do we need any of these?
No. C is the only thing that should be on the consent agenda.
Only C?
A, B.
Okay. Only C on the consent agenda. No monthly report on the business. Pius?
We're adjourned, folks.
Move to adjourn.
It's all right. I agree. Thank you.
Is it that bad that I wouldn't know? It's got to be out.
Okay. This is for which one?